Daly.
Hi, Dick. How are you?
I wanted to say hello to you.
Glad to hear you. How are you getting
about you at home last night? So I said to Mrs. Daly, I'm going to call and say hello to the president and tell him we're still thinking about him and praying for him.
Thank you, Dick. I've been sending you some pictures. Have you gotten them lately?
Yes, they have, and I appreciate them very much, Mr. President.
I got to the fairly good. I'm not to where I want to be, but...
Well, you got to say, you've been going at pretty much of a pretty fast pace for the last couple of years. Like that, I'm glad you're taking a long-needed rest, and you should, because the people need you, we need you, and everyone needs you, and no use of going contrary to what your doctors tell you, because, by God, you really have done for the country what you said you'd do, a great thing. This legislation and all the things you passed and all the things you've been doing is a great tribute to you and to everyone. And by God, you just take it a little easy.
Well,
the Lord continues to bless you with good health. This is what we all need. But I just couldn't resist calling up and saying hello.
Dick, you're my sweet. How's your wife?
Well, she's fine.
Your family is good?
All good.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I ran over some more pictures last night. I'm saying yes.
Well, you did. Well,
I thought your boys...
We put them all up and we got them in the den, so they'll be for my grandchildren.
That's right, I want them.
Thanks, Mr. President. Take care of yourself and God bless you.
Dick, what do you know about Ben Heineman?
Tops. He's a very fine man, outstanding man. A real fella, and in addition to that, a Democrat. But not to anyone that he's ashamed of. He's probably one of the top people in our community, in our part of the country.
You reckon there's any way...
He's a lawyer. He also stepped into the Northwestern Railroad in a very fine way, and he's reorganized the railroad. He's one of the few men in the railroad industry that's got any optimism about the future of it. He took the commuter service and turned it into a profitable operation. Anyone can do that. In my opinion, he's a pretty good man.
Now, they tell me that he's got so many obligations to the people
he has a lot of them. He is head of the, out here of the, higher educational board for the state, which sets up a commission on top of the universities and junior colleges. But no matter what he has, he wouldn't undertake anything. Occasionally, I've talked to him, and when he couldn't do it, couldn't devote the time. Ben is very frank, and he'll tell you.
I know what we need, Dick. We're in a hell of a shape for these Negroes on Weaver and your urban thing. Kennedy made a commitment to them that they'd have him, and every one of them now just ready to blow the lid if they don't have Weaver. On the other hand...
You appointed Marshall, and let's not maneuver ourselves, although I'm for them. I've been appointed right and left. Anytime they say that any position in government, nationally, state, or locally belongs to them, then we're all making a mistake.
Well, I think that's right, but...
We will appoint men that are qualified and then say, as you did, the Solicitor General, whether he's white or whether he's dark or whether he's Protestant, Jew, or Catholic, we'll appoint them under ability. But I dislike this idea of saying we are entitled to this job, and I've had a couple of instances of that locally, and I refuse to follow it. I said, now, wait a minute. We had people in there, but we're not going to say that forever this belongs to one individual or to one group of individuals, whether it's a Negro or whether it's a Pole or whether it's an Italian or Jew.
What we need, though, Dick, what we need there, and he's the best man we got from a housing standpoint with the training experience he's had. What we need is Ben Heineman as undersecretary, and let this fella phase out over a year or two. And this man move up, but I don't know how to get him.
Well, I don't know either. I don't think myself, Mr. President, he'd be interested in that.
No, he's not. He's not interested in anything, they say.
But I don't think he'd take anything like that because of the standing he has at the present time as, president and chairman of the board of this railroad. And that's a big operation in itself. But I do think that this needs, I know you're giving it a lot of consideration. And I do know that when these people, and don't forget that there's only a small fragment, you saw what happened in this White House thing. These people use that White House conference who virtually attack you. And what the hell, when we're building a platform for this, we better be careful. And I know you don't want to talk to you now, but see, some of the people they ignored, like, you know, I wrote and said I thought they should have Dawson and Ralph Metcalf. None of those fellows were included from out our way. These people would have been the ones that were in there on your side and trying to get out a constructive program. Instead of that, all of them used it as a springboard to attack you, whether they wanted you to appropriate $100 million or slums, talked about, criticized about this and that. They all made speeches and came out to the press and gave it to the press. Now, in my opinion, when some of these fellows are putting this gathering together down there, they ought to have a format and they ought to have people in there that would come out with a program thanking you. There wasn't a damn word said about me. A thing that you would accomplish in the Congress. And this is what we have to watch in this whole program. Otherwise, they'll be using your conferences as a springing board to attack the whole setup. In other words, it isn't what you did yesterday, it's what you're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I know that we have to keep doing more, but I do think that we have to start getting some people in these meetings that will carry the ball for you and for our party in the Congress and say, well, while we're making all these complaints and condemnation and criticism, let's start a review of what's happened in the last 2 years. What passed this Congress? And then how we implement. What are we doing to ourselves instead of trying to put it on you to say, well, you haven't sent the necessary registrars to the South. What are we going to do on a constructive program to go down to the South and to try to urge people to register? These are the kind of programs that should get out of some of those committees, but you never get them. You get all the firebrands in there, and this is the same thing on this particular position. I have nothing against Weaverman, the president, but I do hope that some way it's worked out. If we get him to support, if we'll cooperate with the localities and not be another man with all this bureaucratic idea out of Washington that you have to do it our way or you don't do it at all. I think that surely the local people shouldn't have complete control, but there should be cooperation. That's what I'm constantly saying, in poverty and everything else. Why don't we sit down? Why do we have to read about our discussions and dissensions in the paper? Why can't we call one another for breakfast or for lunch or for dinner and sit down and work out our problems? We're all on the same team. But some of these fellows seem to be more concerned about reading our lines in the papers than they do about accomplishing. I wouldn't let them. You're in good shape of the public learn that you're the president and you have shown that time and time again. I wouldn't let any of these people try to tell you who has to be of a certain. We can get the, I would hope to God we could get the top man in the country at this
point. Well, you think about it and we'll talk about it later. I think it that's going to be rather difficult to do, and I think it's a very complex thing, and when we get a chance, I'll talk to you a little more about
right.
it. But
good luck to you.
Heineman is a fellow that I sure do have my eyes on. I wish he were available.
A terrific man.
Okay.
Fine.
Thank you for calling, Dick.
Fine.
Waiting.